There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that...
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. We are live at the wharf for the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show and the Grander Marine Grander opening. Their new location right here inside the compound of the wharf. And it's pretty cool because it's part of the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show right adjacent to it. Got the boats here at the location. The other boat dealers are here, like, with their booth areas and all that. Grander Marine, well, they're living here. So they've got their boats on display, of course, but they also have their brand-new location. Great tackle shop. I've been poking around in there. Also live bait right here at the wharf, so make sure you stop by. They are giving you a chance while you're here to get in the raffle. They're giving away a Kandi golf cart, K-A-N-D-I, if you want to Google that up. This thing is, it's nice. It's between the bucket seats and the rims, next level stuff. You have a chance to win that. Drop your name in the registration box, and they're going to draw from those entries on Sunday evening on Facebook. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, programming note or whatever, telling you, programming note, how about I just tell you something? Because we had said this the other day, but I'm seeing people on the text line asking. Yeah, so Auburn broadcast starts today at the end of this show, so 2 o'clock. We'll go to the Auburn pregame show. So Auburn hoops here at FM Talk 106.5 starting at 2. Paul Feinbaum will be preempted, and we'll go to the Auburn game at 2. So that will immediately follow Midday Mobile. Also, I had this on my list of things. We'll get to our buddy Parker Snyder in 1 second. But I had this on my list of things today because I was listening to, what was it? Somebody was questioning on, the Chinese, and we talked about it yesterday with TikTok, how they limit what's on TikTok in China, right, to be educational, and I think they throttle it back or shut it off at like at 10 at night so the kids aren't up all night. They leave it wide open here, obviously, to, you know, to try to make more money and dumb down the American public. So if the Chinese are dumbing our kids down, our country down, with TikTok, give me some ideas on the text line. What could we, I know we got to get through the government regulations, slip through. What can we slip through into China to dumb down the Chinese? What movie, what trend, what thing would you somehow we could smuggle into China to dumb down the Chinese? We're going to play this game back and forth in your international espionage, right? We're doing you do to me, we do to you. I mean, we complain about what the Russians do interfering here in the United States. We do the same thing to the Russians, as we should. So if China's dumbing us down with TikTok here, what can we send to China to dumb their children down? Mwah! And with that, y'all say hello to Parker Snyder, 1819news.com. Hey, man.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. And a lot to get into over at 1819. First of all, this Wes Allen, who has been on our station a bunch, and y'all have talked about him, was giving a presentation to the U.S. Senate's Committee on Rules and Administration. What was he talking about?
Yeah, so he was talking about getting our voter rolls in order. And one of the things he wants to do as our Secretary of State is to make sure that there aren't non-citizens on our voting rolls, because if you're not a citizen on your voting roll, then you can vote. And so the only, whenever I go to vote, when you go to vote, they look at our IDs or some kind of identification. Doesn't even have to be a license per se. I remember when I was at Samford, I could use my Samford student ID, and you don't have to be a student or a citizen to go to Samford. So there's interesting things there. But he was basically telling the Senator Britt and then the rest of Congress that, yeah, there's really no way for the Secretary of State's office to figure out if there are non-citizens on our voting rolls. Because whenever you, the decide that you want to register to vote and you sign it, you're basically attesting that, yes, I am a citizen. And that's all. They don't really ask you. I mean, they don't ask you for proof of that. And so, you know, you think that there'd be, surely there'd be a way for Secretary of State to do that. But he told them he requested that information from the federal agencies. They told him, no, you can't have that. We've got this other option you can look at to see if non-voters are, you know, who non-voters are, who non-citizens are in your state. But then that agency is like, well, you can't use those for voter rolls. So really, it's leaving every state, not just Alabama, with an inability to know if the people who are voting are actually citizens or not, which is really, really strange.
I mean, is there not like a... Not like it's used very well, but like an e-verify system. Somebody comes in to register to vote. You're saying that's the point. That's the bottleneck, right? Where you would not be able to ask. I mean, you wouldn't be able to clarify whether they were a citizen or not. Wouldn't there be? I mean, if we have e-verify, couldn't you just run them through that?
Yeah, you would think you'd be able to, but I guess the problem is we're just not doing that. And so, like, whenever Joe Smo, illegal from Canada, decides to come in. As you know, Canada's a big country that's trying to come in. But, you know, when Canadian comes in and tries to vote, he just, if as long as he says he's a citizen, he's pretty much gets what he needs to. And so he can vote in our elections, according to Secretary of State, which I believe him.
So, and people say, well, yeah, like you said, well, they got to have an ID, but there are other ways. And a non-citizen, I guess, can get a driver's license.
Yeah, I don't know, and yeah, I gotta get back up if Alabama has non-citizen driver license. I guess we do, but I know for sure in other states they have that. And yeah, any kind of ID from, and you know, an organization, including a college, which there are private colleges who can have. You know, I remember I had a friend who was a DACA recipient. She was not here legally at Stanford, and she had a Stanford ID, and she wasn't registering to vote. She didn't vote or anything, but she could have. And she just said she's a citizen and showed her Stanford ID and got it. I mean, I used my Stanford ID to vote in 2016. It was really, I was really surprised that worked.
Just switching to back home, Alabama, not Alabama, Washington. This is interesting. So reading the story that was put up, this op-ed, I guess, or President Pro Tem Greg Reed writing this, He starts off and says, this is over at 1819 News, y'all. It said, the Alabama legislature has been in session for 15 legislative days. You know, they don't go all week, but you could have knocked me over with the feather. It seems like they've been in session for 45 days.
Yeah.
But he said 15. Uh-huh. I'm like, 15? What? But he said, yeah, that's it. They've been in there. Now, he rolls through this in this op-ed about the successes of this legislative session. We can go through these. I mean, the secure. I'm just wondering how many of these. I think some of them absolutely hit with the people. I think some of them are more inside party, inside Montgomery priorities.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think So basic, just reminder, I guess, for listeners, because I don't think I would know this if I were not doing what I was doing. There's 30 legislative days, so 15 is half, and they only count the days that they're actually voting. In the session, and so it doesn't count when they're doing committee, and so they're really working 3 days a week. But they're saying, so anyway, it's more than that, the amount of time that we've had to be paying attention, more than 15 days for sure. But yeah, some of the things he highlighted is he started out with election integrity, and there are some bills that fix some issues, and I think that's probably some, you know, that's some red meat, honestly. And then the one real big one that we're, you know, usually people say this who are legislators, and it's like, y'all didn't do anything. Like, nothing really happened. And I'm just, like, kind of annoyed that they're taking credit for doing nothing. But I do think, I mean, that school choice bill, which he highlights, is a really, really big deal. And I think, you know, that's something worth giving them a lot of credit, because Governor Ivey signed it now. And so pretty soon, kids who have not been able to go to good schools are going to be able to. And that's a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, and we talk, and that is one. That is a definite takeaway. Did we figure out, though, remember you and I have talked about it a couple times, is it like a derby? Mm-hmm. You know, the amount of money, when it's gone, it's gone. And is it like first in line, and then somebody's going to show up and say, well, the money's gone? Or do we know how that's going to work?
Yeah, I don't think we do. I think it's going to be up to the bureaucrats in that way, which is kind of scary. But I think, you know, the worst case scenario is that it goes really, really crazy. Everybody wants it. And then suddenly, suddenly, you know, there's more demand for more scholarship money. So, I mean, it could be, you know, I feel like it's going to be a good situation for Alabama children, regardless of how this first year goes.
And the last one here for you, I mean, there's more in this and people can read up on this, but I just wanted to point this out, too, that he writes, and this is accurate, but not the whole story. He said the Alabama Senate voted to outlaw illegal gaming operations. Well, first of all, it's already illegal, and give Alabamians the ability to vote on a statewide paper lottery. But that's not going to make it that way through the House. So, I mean, he is accurate that the Senate did that, but that's not. It's not going to come out the other end of the sausage making machine.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is specific to the Senate, which is kind of like to just you know, me as a random reader might be like, oh, this is what our legislature did. I'm like, no, that's just half of it, and so this isn't really the final product yet.
All right, tell folks about 1819 News. Who are y'all and how they get with you?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit news organization for the state of Alabama. We're trying to compete with AL.com to be the news organization of record for our state. And so we're basically AL.com, but a little bit more conservative. Actually, I think our president would say a lot more conservative. But we try to keep the news, and then our opinion definitely has the conservative bent as our podcast. But you can get our newsletter, which gives you all the news from the day before in your email inbox for free. Just go to our website and click the subscribe button.
I appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, John.
All right. Midday Mobile returns. We are live at the Grander Marine location here at the Wharf Boat and Yacht. Well, they're always here at the Wharf, but the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show going on at the same time. We're doubling up, tripling up here in Orange Beach. Come see us.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along this Friday. We are at the grander opening of Grander Marine here at the Wharf. We'll talk more about that in just a second. How about this for a segue? My man Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, who's getting rid of junk at houses, storage unit, businesses all over Mobile and Baldwin County. Great time to call Trey. Make some more room for your next boat that you pick up. Maybe today, tomorrow, or Sunday, and just make that appointment. Say, listen, honey, I got the junk gone, so now I can put a boat in that spot, or something like that. Try to work it out. You've got junk, you need it gone, you need it done quickly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. What I love, too, is they realize you got family and work and a life, so it's none of this. They'll be there sometime between 8 in the morning and 7 at night. Now, when you go online or call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, they make a good old-fashioned appointment. You're there, they're there. All you got to do is point at the junk you want gone. They'll quote your price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done then. Check them out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The name is the number. Or check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. I've been talking about all the fun we're having out here and what a very cool thing it is to have a, while there's a boat show going on, to have a physical location of a boat dealership, that being Grander Marine, and their Grander opening going on at the same time. And Sharon Bazar from Grander joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, this is cool. I mean, first of all, I went and I snuck around the tackle department, too, because I'm a fisherman. So,
okay.
Top shelf. I mean, y'all got the right stuff, and I'm impressed with that. And then live bait. I mean, there wasn't a place right here to get live bait, and y'all got it.
Yeah, we've got a good tackle guy that's coming in, and we're getting this stuff set up, and we want to be able to accommodate the fishermen that are coming by the wharf, fishermen that have bought boats, and the ICW is a great location here, and just giving you the variety that inshore, offshore, and getting you set up on different packages for your exact needs is important, but it's also fun, too.
It is fun, and it's like dealerships. I want to talk about the footprint for Grander. Y'all got locations many places, but not many places have locations on the water. When I think about boat dealerships, are like, there's just not boat dealerships on the water.
There's several Gulf Coast areas that have it, but a lot of them are, you know, on the land, and it's a great opportunity that we've gotten with the wharf to be able to do that. And then, you know, on top of that, like weekends like today, the boat show, it's impressive.
Yeah, it's like the whole boat show came to you. Here's your new location.
And we get to share it with the boat show, and it's great.
Okay, let's first of all, I want to ask you about, because I've been doing it's the Grander opening, and I've talking Grander, and I've known y'all's name for a long time, seen y'all at different boat shows. Where's that come from?
So when Chris and I started it, Chris said, I want it to catch. I want a good name. I want something that boating, fishing, you know, he loves doing that. And Grander means any fish 1,000 pounds or more.
So when we talk about like a blue marlin, the Granders.
Right. So we're hoping to catch one day.
Well, many of us are. But just looking at, you know, you're talking about y'all wanted this name that caught. Okay, you have from Port St. Joe to here, these locations. I mean, what a business story. Not just a fishing story. I love boats and fishing and all this stuff, but right. I mean, what a business story. Whatever widget y'all were selling, that's impressive.
It's something that Chris and his dad had a passion for. It was boating and, you know, Chris fishing, and they grew up here, you know, Baldwin County, Mobile area, so they know the waters. They've done it and they've enjoyed it, and now we get to share, you know, our experiences and the type of fishing that we like to do and doing tournaments, and, you know, now our kids get to see it and do it and enjoy it. But, you know, our clients and our friends, we get to experience stuff with them and see them win tournaments.
Right.
You know,
like you're part of that process.
Absolutely. That memory is what we want to create in that family, and it's so much fun. It really is.
Well, and it's, you know, to have this location for people to come in and be able to look at a boat and talk to somebody like y'all that goes, you know, this boat's good because X, Y, Z. Y'all like to, you know, mm-hmm. you like to snapper fish, you like to blue water fish, this is the boat.
And it's always, you know, it's an investment, you know, and mm-hmm. we want to get you in the right boat. We want to know what you want to do. Do you just want to do inshore? Do you just want to do offshore? You know, and that's important because it's all about getting you what you need. Mm-hmm. And creating the memories, and your kids enjoy it, your grandkids enjoy it, you know, friends and family, businesses, you know, and it's something that we just like to see people smile when they're on the boat and love to see the kids catching fish and you win in tournaments.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, when again, listen, I have tournaments I won when I was a little kid, and I still have those trophies, and I'm
right.
in the 50s.
Yeah, absolutely, so. Absolutely. You got to show them off. But, you know, we've opened up, this is our fourth location, so two in Orange Beach, and then Panama City Beach and Port St. Joe's. So, you know, the wide variety of boating from inshore, offshore, flats boats, big boats, you know, it's, we've got it. And, you know, we're now doing golf carts and open up the tackle store and the live bait and the frozen bait, and, you know, getting you what you need is important.
So I'm thinking about just, you know, we talk about this a bunch, Jim Cox and I were, and we talk about on the outdoor show where boats are, where center consoles are, that great change, and, you know, how they look and how they perform. But I think about that as an analog with these golf carts, because golf carts when I was a kid, they're just an easy go golf cart, three wheel easy go golf cart. You say golf cart now, it means something. This candy golf cart y'all are raffling off, this thing's like a Rolls Royce.
I'll tell you, I mean, you pile on a lot of people, you throw in the beer and the drinks and the yep. kids drinks and the sippy cups and the car seat and the helmets and you go.
Yeah, but y'all don't picture, there's no this bucket seats and, you know, rims that look they belong on a sports car. I mean, these things are fine.
Well, everything's changing, you know, like you said, from boats and, you know, paddleboards, fishing, tackle, you know, Garmin's, transducers, everything is changing, and it's just keeping up with it. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, that's your job. We
yeah,
can come to you
yeah.
guys. Y'all keep up with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, keep up with it and share our knowledge.
All right, let's talk about some of the brands and boats that y'all have.
So we carry. We are top number one dealer in Invincible and in Fountain.
Wow.
We carry Camus, Bennington, Sailfish, Front Runner, Solus, Shearwater, Blackwood. Nautic Star is a new one that we have, along with Frontier, and then the Candy Golf Carts and Seabobs, so the little underwater scooters that you can race with dolphins. Yeah.
Oh, those are the things like James Bond had in the movie way back?
Yes.
I thought that was only for secret agents.
Well, you know, we have some secret agents at our store.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
there you go. So
yeah,
you're looking for what James Bond had or your next boat or anything in between, come see them at Grander
Absolutely.
Marine.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Sharon, thanks for having us out.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile. We are live at Grander Marine's Grander opening right here at the wharf.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along on this Friday. And good to check up with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars as it's a story of inventory and more showing up right now. Hey, man.
Hey, afternoon, Sean. Yeah, we just had 9 show up that we bought this earlier this week. Got 3 Toyota Camrys, 2 Nissan Titans, a few other vehicles, some nice stuff, though. Everything's clean and ready to go. I don't even think we're going to have to detail or wash anything. And very various prices. We got some, you know, real nice 2020 Camrys, a little bit more expensive, and then we've got some cheaper ones as well.
All right. What about... you talked about this time of year. You said a good thing the other day. Like, people kind of get a cash car with their, you know, tax money back, and it's something that just lasts them for a year versus thinking about stepping up and using the, you know, financing options out there to have something that's going to last a lot more so they're not back to see you every year.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to buy one that's only going to last 12 months. You hope it's going to last 12 months. Everything we're selling, you know, on the Buy Here, Pay Here program is going to have a 24-24 warranty. And you can buy warranties also on the Prime side as well. So it's a win-win for everybody.
All right. Tell people how to find you online and, as the kids call it, in the real world.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. That's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can go to the website lcmmotorcars.com or give us a call, 251-375-0068.
Thanks, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, David McCrary with LCM Motor Cars. And we continue our broadcast live from the Grander Marine, Grander opening. Beautiful store here. And great boats here, too, but beautiful store. And it's pretty cool. Pretty genius, actually, if you know the boat show's coming to you every year and you make your location here. Like, oh, I don't need a booth. I just have my regular store here. So make sure to stop by their new store right here at the wharf when you're down here at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show between now and Sunday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I had asked the question about what, you know, with this idea that TikTok and the whole TikTok discussion, which, by the way, interesting. I heard Congressman Carl on with Terry Latham earlier today talking about his vote. He voted for the TikTok ban. And then Barry Moore, who will become, I know there's a general coming up, but I'm going to roll the dice. I'm gambling in Alabama, even when I can't. Barry Moore will become AL1's congressman. He voted no. If you go look, too, it was really very much for voting yes for the ban. I think I don't have the numbers in front of me, 200 and something. But it was 15 Republicans that voted with like 65 Democrats or so. It's just not in front of me. It's off the top of my head. If I'm wrong by a couple numbers, give me some grace. So out of the 15, I think 11 of them, nine of them were Freedom Caucus. It's just interesting to see that mix of the Democrats have voted no on this and the Republicans have voted no on it. And like I said, I thought it was refreshing yesterday to see your text on the text line. I was telling somebody this morning, I said it was 50-50 almost between people that would support this TikTok ban and people that said, well, not so fast. Maybe this is not what we should do. I thought that was interesting. All right. Speaking of the text line, too, I asked this question earlier about this TikTok thing. I said, if the Chinese are the TikTok that's coming in here is dumbing people down, right? It's dumbing the kids down. It's you know, it's a social ill. And in China, they don't have that same content. And I think, unless something's changed, they shut it down or throttle it off like at 10 at night so the kids go to bed. Those guys, and the stuff that they're pushing out in China is educational and of benefit to the youths out there. So I said, as we do this back and forth, right, this realpolitik intellectual battle out there, what can we flood China with? And we'll have to figure out how we're going to get it through their censors and get it into their country. But what would you say, what American export could we send to try to dumb down the Chinese? Now, Dell said send China a good dose of Barney the Purple Dinosaur. You think that would do it? The I love you, you love me, we all love the CCP, or something like that. I don't know. So you'd say, all right, so Dell is on for sending a good dose of Barney the Dinosaur. We're flooding in. Maybe we can use some kind of over-the-air broadcast system that the Chinese can't stop to to stream Barney the Dinosaur episodes to the Chinese kids out there. Ben says, show the Chinese most of everything on TikTok to dumb them down. Right, right. But I'm saying, like, what can we do different than that? Just something they're not looking for, right? Now, Maximus said, easy. Honey Boo Boo. Pretty brilliant. Pretty brilliant, Maximus. If we could have all the back catalog of Honey Boo Boo episodes to have the Chinese family sitting around watching, it might help us in this battle against China. I would much rather not have a naval battle with China over Taiwan or anything else, or some kind of conventional, you know, land battle. I would much rather, and I'm 100% serious, if we could flood them with Honey Boo Boo and it would accomplish the same thing, I'm in. Terry says, send China Kamala Harris and the whole woke movement. Yeah, but we got to do something. It's got to be on the chill, right? We got to do, like, they're not sending, well, they kind of are sending Chinese people across the border, but they're not sending, you know, Chairman Xi is not here, like, talking to people. So I know you want to get rid of them, Terry, and send them to another country. I understand that. But how can we make the woke movement pick up in China without having some, you know, woke influencer there? How can we, like, get them to think it's their own idea, right? That's the way you do this. So, I mean, several people saying, send the James Fairhopes, we can send China a few liberals from California. Yeah, that's not going to do. We need this. This is psyops, y'all. We need to go bigger. This has got to be Honey Boo Boo. This has got to be Barney the Dinosaur or something to that level. Okay. So Sean says here, Bill and Ted movies. I mean, although in the Bill and Ted movies, there's a little, right? There's a little bit of a history lesson going on there. I don't know how the people that descended from the Song Dynasty in the China would take, remember Bill and Ted's, they get Genghis Khan and bring him back? I don't know how because they didn't do well with the Mongols, but, you know, we'll see. The Bill and Ted movie, I'm following, but it also does have a little bit of historic merit. Let's see, this texture said, what does it make any sense? Is the things the federal government wants you to have all these IDs for. I recently got a P.O. box and almost had to give a blood sample and a DNA test just to prove it was me to get my mailbox. Why wouldn't you do the same thing to voting in election? I'm with you. I don't think we have to go that far, but I think if this E-Verify, that's why I threw that out to Parker, if we have this E-Verify thing, couldn't we use technology we already have and try to, like, so as you go to get, because, I mean, you show your ID when you go to vote, and I don't know how big of a problem this is, so sometimes politicians will take something that's a molehill, make a mountain out of it, but I'm also a rule of law person. If people are non-citizens that are getting IDs, not being challenged to get their voter ID and then being able to vote, then that's a violation. But shouldn't there be an easy way to address that? Although the weird thing is, too, this argument that's been made about having, you know, people say, well, they're letting people that are not citizens vote in certain states. And, like, I think in New York, I heard a story, and I don't know what to think of it. I mean, because it's a state election, this actually was like maybe a municipal election there. The people that weren't citizens, but they said they are citizens of that community. So shouldn't they have a voice to vote in a local election, not in a federal election? At least it was a little more of a nuanced discussion there. I heard a podcast piece on it or something. I'll dig that up. We'll talk about that next week. You know, I don't think there's any room to have a discussion of somebody who's not a citizen voting in federal election. I'm a zero on that. Would you let them vote in, like, a municipal? It might be, I don't know. I still don't think I'm for it, but at least it's a little more nuanced of a question. All right, so Don says, hey, Sean, I think we loop a clip of TikTok. See, we're sending it right back. I say we loop a clip of TikTok on Clint Eastwood and that Kennedy used to tote around with him, showing him saying, go ahead and make my day if you're feeling lucky, punk, in Chinese while playing the soundtrack to Top Gun in the background. Now, that's some Don, I'm following. See, Don's on board. That's psyops, right? But I think that would make them more resistant to the other information. Like, I like it. I like the Top Gun theme playing in the background and Clint Eastwood. Maybe if we go back to not even Dirty Harry. We got it like Pale Rider, something with Outlaw Josie Wales, something like that. I like that for fear, but I want them to think that what they're getting is good, but it's actually making them dumber. Randy says, Sean, they just want to ban TikTok because it makes politicians look bad with memes, except for Trump. Domestic social media apps also collect data, and Randy is accurate on that. He said that's why Trump was first for the ban, and now he's against it. Now, CB Carl, that is not nice. I think this is, he said Bob Ross. Remember the painter, the happy little trees, all that? He says send them, flood them with Bob Ross. They make them better artists. No, I don't want to, the Bob Ross, he could have, I mean, I never did paint, but at least watching it back in the day, I thought, hey, I could probably do that. I can make happy little trees and a lake and that stuff. But Chris says, send them reels of the Governor Ivey press conferences. This texter, send China the AEA. this texter says, send them Joe Biden videos. Now, we want them to think it's something that, well, they might be, that might be for comic relief. They may like that. Now this is something. Robocallers. Yeah, if we could, now we're talking. If we could flood the Chinese telephone system, which they probably already have. I wonder what does a robocall sound like in China? Can somebody give me audio? It's probably on YouTube out there. Let's see. Jerry says, you should have asked, maybe we could use some of Chinese-made computer chips to find out what Red China is monitoring on cargo ships unloading equipment in the Mobile port. Mobile, Alabama shipyards help win two world wars. However, every time the Port of Mobile purchases new equipment, it comes from Red China. The taxpayer dollars should never be used to support any country that wants to destroy us. I think they're making that change, Jerry, like so many ports. Once it became known that those cranes with the cameras in them, I think they're moving away from it. I'll have to check back with the people at the port, but I even think I heard Dalton say something to that effect, that change was happening. So we'll make a note next week to look at that. All right, and Randy says, a real concern that surface naval ships are being obsoleted by hypersonic missiles and drones, including submarines that can now launch drones. Some U.S. warships have laser capabilities, but they're not using them against the Houthis in the Red Sea. Yeah. The drone thing, and that discussion we've had many times here, and I don't know how you fix it, but it's this idea of an insurgent group. Like the Houthis using something that cost, I think, some of those drones or even the military drones. I mean, because in some places they're just using like drones you can get out of a box online. But some of the ones they're using to attack in the Red Sea are sub-$25,000 in cost. They're doing all the damage with something that is sub-$25,000. When we take them out or take out the point of operation, the launch points, we're using $1 million missile. And the math of that is not good, even for a communications major. All right, we can continue this discussion in the future, because I think it'll still be there. Auburn basketball starting at 2 o'clock. All right, so that's happening here, and then Auburn tomorrow as well on the station. Y'all have a great St. Patrick's Day weekend, and come see us here at the Wharf Boat Show and Grander Marine. And we'll be right back to wrap it up.